Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect, we're looking at an area where communities can really make a contribution. While considering how climate change might influence our rivers, the fish that live there, and the insects they feed on. Our good news story this week comes from DCU's annual Water Blitz, which measures water quality and works out ways that the public can help with water restoration. Although the results have shown that there's still plenty of work to do with our rivers and lakes, for Professor Fiona Regan, the big news from this year's Blitz is that people all over the country really embrace their role. 2023 saw the biggest ever grassroots involvement in the Water Blitz, with over 700 people taking part, 108 community groups and 697 samples taken across Ireland. Now, Lorraine O'Donnell is from Inland Fisheries, and she explains how communities can make a difference by starting with the insects that live in their local waterway.
The adult would lay its eggs on top of the water and they gently, slowly fall down and they start to stick on the stones. They hatch out as small little grubs. They don't look a bit like an insect that's going to fly. And, it's amazing too, these tiny little insects are able to live in these big rivers hidden under these stones, because so when you're under the stone, you're protected from this massive flow and they attach on for dear life. So they basically suck those algae off the stones. Then they pull together little bits of debris and mostly vegetation, and they start to grow, and then they realize they're not getting enough food, so they start to start to float to the surface. And like all insects, they have another stage where they metamorphose and they come in out then like these beautiful mayfly. And the story is that they only live for a day. They look so beautiful. They do these lovely dances. They do their dance and they mate and they lay their eggs, and that's their life cycle done. So yeah, they're very beautiful when they hatch out. So the changes that impact them at the moment, our air temperatures are going up. So our air temperatures, are predicted to rise over 2 degrees. Between now and 2050, and 2 degrees means an awful lot in their lives, because it'll be the water temperatures will rise as well. Maybe it'll mean too much algae on the stones that they won't be able to attach on properly. Maybe it'll mean that the algae will be different because it won't be what they're used to feeding on. We don't know them all yet. But then the other reason why we have high flood events, we have high drought events where we've long drought. So maybe they just, the water isn't there, the gravel's become too dry and the habitat isn't there for them. So they're indicators, absolutely. They're the first indicators. They're very susceptible. And local people can do this locally with very little equipment. It's just a little kick sample net and your brain trained to actually identify them. So, monitoring this can be very local based.
Here's a group in action, learning how to sample at their local stream in Beltra.
I didn't know about that certain invertebrates dwell in water before they become terrestrial organisms.
Yeah, I think that's our sample. So please have a look at tiny shrimps. Have you ever seen a shrimp here?
Yeah, so great. Good healthy water.
Yeah. Great. So the shrimps are here.
Yeah, squiggly.
And they have like thousands of legs.
And the worm here?
It looks like a leech in a stream when you expect high oxygen concentration. And when you see lots of leeches, that means there's very little oxygen.
Okay. There's no sign of pollution here.
For example, mayfly is a good indicator. That water is...
they wouldn't survive if it was in trouble.
And this green stuff, it looks like mayfly.
They become terrestrial insects.
So there's mayfly.
Yeah. This here, the caddies. Stonefly and caddies.
She's a bit slow. But living together as well, all occupying their own little niche.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So usually you search for stoneflies, mayflies and caddies, with cases or without cases.
Do we have a ceremony for throwing them back in?
a lot of community groups now are getting involved in this, and they're trying to learn and understand more about their water quality in their area. And they're getting training on this to learn about how they identify these species. And it's relatively easily done once you're trained to do it. And they're able to see then and monitor the changes over time of these insects. And it's amazing, because it means that there's ecologists now all over the country that are, you know, doing their day job, and then they're also providing all this lovely information for scientists and for managers like us. And obviously they can alert then if something is going wrong. So if they see something changing, or they see something different, or they see, you know, God forbid, that there's nothing there when they do their sampling, they can alert it to the different agencies. And often, you know, they're the first people to flag these issues.
Citizen science can really make a difference to keeping an eye on what's going on in our rivers. Local communities across the Northwest have a role to play, and the inland fisheries and other organisations are happy to hear from anyone that would like to set up a monitoring scheme in their local river. You can also report anything you notice to Inland Fisheries on 0818 34 74 24 or by contacting the local authority's water programme.